Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into something that feels oh so relevant in this digital age. Creating healthy boundaries around technology use. Ever feel like your phone is more of a lifeline than a tool? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to put it down, even though you have a million other things you could be doing? We're going to talk about how to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity in this crazy tech-driven world. Let's get real for a second. Technology is amazing. It connects us, informs us, entertains us, the list goes on. But when it starts controlling our lives instead of serving them, well, that's where things get tricky. That constant ping, the endless scrolling, the feeling like you're always on, it can take a serious toll on your mental and emotional well-being. So, how do we navigate this digital landscape without losing ourselves in the process? Today, I want to give you 5 key takeaways that can help you create those healthy boundaries and reclaim your power. First up, awareness is key. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand your current relationship with technology. Pay attention to how you feel when you're using it. Are you feeling stressed, anxious, distracted, or are you genuinely enjoying it? Recognizing those patterns will help you pinpoint the areas where you need to make changes. Second, define your values. What's truly important to you? Family, friends, your health, personal growth? Let those values guide your technology use. Are you spending more time scrolling through social media than connecting with loved ones in real life? Are you sacrificing sleep to binge watch another show? Make conscious decisions that align with your core values. Third, set specific goals. Don't just say, "I want to use my phone less." Be specific. Maybe it's limiting social media time to an hour a day, or designating tech-free zones in your home. Write down those goals and make them visible. When you have something concrete to aim for, it's much easier to stay on track. Fourth, embrace the power of number. It's okay to decline invitations to online events if you need a break from screens. It's okay to say no to checking emails or texts outside of work hours. Remember, your time and energy are precious, and it's up to you to protect them. And finally, cultivate offline activities. Rediscover the joy of reading a book, going for a walk, having face-to-face conversations, or engaging in hobbies that don't involve screens. When you have fulfilling activities outside the digital world, you're less likely to feel the urge to constantly check your phone. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night, and instead of scrolling through endless social media feeds, you're having a meaningful conversation with your partner over dinner. No phones at the table. You're fully present in that moment, enjoying each other's company. Sounds pretty amazing, right? That's the power of healthy boundaries. It's about making conscious choices that allow you to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. Remember, technology is a tool, not the master of your destiny. You hold the reins. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today and watch as you reclaim your time, energy, and focus. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips, and let me know in the comments how you're creating healthy boundaries in your own life. Join the conversation. Until next time, keep shining bright, high value women.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.